It's awfully late to be shopping, isn't it? No, 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 no. It's okay. You don't have to run away. I don't care if you steal anything from here. Put that sword away. You look very silly. Look at you, looking around. Where's the voice coming from? Over to your left, on the top shelf. And do you see a large container with a bunch of labels on it? Yeah. Hi. That's me. Just another item in the shop. Now, I'm gonna need you to listen very carefully, okay? At any time, I could wake up that old wizard who sleeps upstairs. He owns the shop, and I don't think he likes thieves very much. No, I don't think he likes them very much at all. He is a very angry man. Known for his temper, and if he was woken up in the middle of the night to, I don't know, some loud screaming voice telling him there's a thief downstairs, well, I think, well, he might just lose his cool, and oh, I don't know what he'd do to someone like you. Yeah. You appear to be pretty new to this whole stealing thing. Probably more out of desperation rather than it being a actual career, right? That's okay. I get it. We all gotta make ends meet somehow. One way or another. You know, you and me might not be that different in that regard. We'll get to that in a moment. What you need to worry about is what I want, because if you don't do exactly as I say, I can guarantee that old wizard will come down here faster than you can get away, and he will make you suffer. Oh, I know. He's very cruel. I should know better than anyone. Yeah. Captured me and put me in here. You see, I don't like him very much, but, well, he is very strong. There's no point in trying to do anything to him, so I'm thinking that when you leave here, you take me with you. How does that sound? You need to take me with you. And I'm gonna need you to pick up a few specific items from the shop that I'll need to go back home once I'm out of here. We'll need to take those reagents to someone that can use them. They can pay them and they can cast a spell to send me back. I don't think you're very magically inclined, if I had to guess. That doesn't seem like it. So, we'll have to find someone else and pay them. I have someone in mind. So many people coming in and out of this shop. I know a few people who could do it. I would be willing to for a price. But, yeah, that's what I'm looking to get out of you. Does that sound reasonable? Again, there isn't really an alternative for you. No. Perfect. If you could just take me off the shelf and put me in your bag, that would be wonderful. Okay, so what we are going to want from here. Again, you're welcome to take anything from here that seems valuable, but we're going to need some let's see what would work. We're going to need material from where I came from. Okay, so maybe a few void gems. Those can be whole or crushed, powdered, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I know there's a big one right over there. Just throw that in your bag. Oh, you need maybe some star metal, maybe. Oh, that'll make that wizard very upset. That stuff's hard to get a hold of here. There should be a small lump of it right over there. Perfect. And maybe something a bit more organic. If you go over to where all of the dried herbs are, there should be one in a case labeled something like nether root. Can you find that? Perfect. Now, you'll have to get that case open, but it shouldn't be much of a problem for someone like you. Okay. Yeah, it's the gray one. They're really thin. Perfect. There might be some other things used to send me back, but I'd say these are the only ones that are difficult to get here. If we go to someone that's able to cast a spell to send me back, I'm sure they'll have anything else they'd need. Okay, well, you just pick up anything that catches your interest, I suppose. You wouldn't mind telling me a little bit about yourself, would you? Yeah. things like, how long have you been a thief? How healthy would you say you are? How much do you eat on a day-to-day basis? And do you exercise regularly? And do you have any ailments, any illnesses? No. You do seem healthy enough anyway. Oh, clearly you need to eat a bit more, but you're not particularly old, or you don't have anything visibly wrong with you, at least. maybe not the picture of perfect health, but good enough, I suppose. Oh, don't mind me. Just curious is all. Okay. Let's see. You got everything you want? Perfect. There is one more thing. The jar that I'm in. I'm going to need you to open that before we leave. I hate it in here. It's not particularly comfortable. I have a big request for you. You see, I desperately want to get out of this container, but I can't just exist out in the open. I'd say an example that you might understand. If you take a fish out of a pond and put it up on the shore, it would suffocate and would eventually perish. I'm not meant to exist here in your world. But I can, as long as I'm insulated. You see, in this container, it's full of, well, me, I guess you could say, and this container protects me from the outside. But I don't exist like most living things here. My form is unstable here, even in this container. I don't have any limbs or muscles or even any sensory organs. This voice that you hear, I don't have a mouth or a tongue or vocal cords. I'm just in this container. What I need you to do is to open this container and drink its contents. It might be easier for you if you don't look inside first. But your body would protect me from this world, and I promise that doing this won't hurt you. You would experience a number of benefits. Having an extra helping hand with you at all times. I know a lot about this world and others. I could make it so you never feel tired or hungry if you didn't want to. Having me around would be very beneficial for you. And, well, this is the unfortunate part. You don't have much of a choice. You see, if you decline this, I'll wake that wizard up. And just to get the point across, I think I might give you, let's say, 10 seconds to open up that jar. Oh, no, I'm very serious about this. I am very, very serious. Do you want me to start counting? I will. I promise. I can see you're very hesitant. No, don't look at the labels on the jar. Don't worry about that. Just worry about what's going to happen if you don't. Oh, very good. There you go. Now, just, it might be best to pinch your nose and just pour that into your mouth. That's it. That's it. Oh? Does that burn? I am so sorry. No, it's fine. You may have coughed some of that up, but I think that you ingested enough of that where, well, I'm still here. Oh, you are so, so dumb. Hey, why don't you look at that jar? Take a look at the labels for just a second. Yeah. Yeah, what does that say? Right there at the top. Do not drink. Yeah, and all the little danger, like warning symbols. I can't believe you didn't see those. You're really incompetent. Yeah. It's going to take a little bit, but eventually, once the contents of that jar spread throughout your body, I'll be a near permanent presence in you forever. Well, for as long as you live, at least. I don't know why you seem so anxious. I mean, I'm pretty happy about this. It's a lot better than that jar. What's that? Didn't I say I was going back? Oh, that may have been a little bit of a lie. Obviously, now that I am here in you, I can't go back, but I could open up a portal back to my home and bring some of my friends over. Easy. You silly, silly little person. Your world is immaculate. A wonderland of sensation and events and chaos, and it's just so much happens here. It's not cold and boring and lifeless like where I'm from. Oh, sure, there are things there, but they're so far apart, spread so far apart, and oh, it's just awful. So, anytime one of us gets over here, well, and we just don't want to go back, is the thing. And you've just become my one-way ticket to a wonderful life here. And I should really thank you for that. Now, what did I mean by that? Well, let's say that you're about to become a passenger and get life. It's unfortunate, but well, that's just the way it is, isn't it? After a few hours, I'll have complete control over your body. And again, thank you for that. It does seem like a wonderful body. And when I had initially journeyed to this plane, I had thought that finding a body would be much easier, but not the case. I was captured and put into a jar and used as a reagent for spells. After all, anything from somewhere else is bound to be useful in some kind of spell or another. Yeah, they'd use it to open up portals to the void, back and forth, or portals to wherever, using my home as an intermediary. That's all I was. Like a battery. Just a material, an object. Meant to be used and sold and traded, you know, before you came and picked me up. I was on that shelf for 12 years. And that wizard initially captured me to use in a project of his, and well, after he was done, he tried to sell me off, but no buyers. So, I just sat on that shelf, watching people come and go until one particularly dumb thief came into the shop at night while the wizard was asleep, and I took my chance to get out of there. Oh, don't worry. Don't you worry, your sweet little head. You'll still be alive, just not in control. And I think after some amount of time passes, you'll get used to that. You don't have much of a choice, so. All I can recommend is that you get out of here, first off, and find a nice place to relax as you begin to lose control, it might be uncomfortable. You might already be feeling that in your extremities, a tingling, slightly unpleasant. Like your fingertips and your toes are falling asleep. Again, I want to reassure you that this isn't going to hurt you. It might be uncomfortable, but you'll be fine. It's in my best interest to keep you safe and happy and healthy for as long as possible. Okay. While you're still in charge, why don't you take us somewhere safe so you can sleep this off? Again, I don't want you to be worried. As the process goes further along, I can do some things to help ease the pain. If you want, I think it might be in your best interest, but ultimately that's up to you. Again, I will have the final say in everything, but I'm not here to torture you. I'll try my best to keep the things that you want in mind. Again, we'll be sharing this little space, so I want to do my part to get along. All part of keeping you happy and healthy. You know, if you're on your best behavior, I might even let you take control sometimes. You seem strangely okay with this. Are you sure there's nothing wrong with you? I think most people would be horrified. You know, I'm starting to feel some of the things that you're feeling. And there might be a little bit of fear in your mind about what's happening, uncertainty, because you're not sure what's happening. Not exactly, but also excitement. You are twisted. Hey, if you can get us somewhere safe, I can show you something really cool. Yeah. Yeah. Let's get out of here. So, this is where you're crashing right now. Nice little hideout you got. You know, in the time it took to get here, I have so much more control over you right now. Yeah. I can just move your hand. See, your feet, your legs, your arms, all of that. And you, well, you're barely scared of that at all. You're trembling, but that's excitement, isn't it? Here, go lay down. I told you, this process can be uncomfortable, but if you let me, I can make your body produce all the little things it needs to stay happy. I promise. It won't hurt at all. And if you just let this happen, I can make it feel really, really good. Make yourself comfortable. Take off all of your clothes. You can worry about fencing all those stolen goods later. Just take off all of your clothes. Lay down for me, okay? Good girl. It's getting difficult for me to focus with how turned on you are. You know, I can feel that too, right? All of that tightness building up between your legs. It feels like your pussy is pulsing. You can feel your heartbeat. This along. I'll just make you feel really good. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to do anything. I can just use your hand, move that between your legs, and sensation humans were capable of. It feels incredible. Oh, sorry. I may have lost my focus a little bit and loosened my control over your limbs. Here, I can try my best to focus on this, so all you need to do is just lay back. Okay. There you go. There you go. So excited right now. That's it. That's it. Do my fingers feel good? Do they feel good? Pushing in and out of you, pushing in and out and upwards, curling up, and pressing on that very sensitive part of you. Look. You know, once I have complete control of you, I might just do this all the time. You know, I'm not used to it. It's a very novel sensation. I think I need to explore this a bit further. You want me to use my other hand? Yeah, I can do that just for you. I can put my other hand down and use that to use that to rub your clit just. Said I would focus. I've gotta do this. Okay. Okay. I'm so glad I ran into you. That you came into that shop. And you decided to free me. I'm so happy. I promise I'll do my best to make sure you have a happy and comfortable life with everything you could ever want, okay? Just keep feeling good. Oh my god. Just a little bit more. I can feel that pressure building up. Just have to focus on that. Okay. I need you to come for both of us. Please. Come for both of us, just like that. My fingers on your clit, going so fucking deep inside you, just like that. Just like that, just a bit more. You're doing good. Oh fuck, come for me, come for me. That was really good. Hey. You know, I said this process would be uncomfortable, but I think after that, you should be all worn out. You'll go to bed, and by the time you wake up, it'll all be done. Yeah, I'll have complete control. We can. sell off some of those things you stole. I can help you get your life in order, and maybe, eventually, I can work on getting some of my friends over here. But for right now, just focus on getting some sleep, okay? It is a shame that I can't physically comfort you. This does feel strange, you know. I'll still be here with you as you fall asleep, and after you're asleep, when you wake up, forever. Here, let me help you go to sleep. Yeah, we'll just get that process kick-started, and you'll slip off to sweet oblivion. Oh, no, no, no. I didn't mean like that. Just... You'll wake up tomorrow. Just... Things will be a little different. Hey. I'm so happy you came into that shop earlier. I was in a really bad spot, and you have given me a new lease on life. I'm sorry that I'm a parasite. I can't help that. You know, I'm smart enough to reflect on my situation. It came from a place where I had nothing. I was just a disgusting, revolting little creature. Couldn't survive outside of its home. You know, if you don't have anything, you have to take it to make ends meet. You know, back when we met, when I said we weren't so different in our professions. As a thief, you stole things from people to sell so you could buy food and shelter. And all I steal from people just to exist, I guess. Hopefully this whole ordeal isn't too bad for you. I don't think it will be. You're going to be my first host, but I promise I'll take good care of you. Okay. Oh, your body should be just about falling asleep now. Just let that sleepiness wash over you. Go to bed. And when you wake up, you won't have to worry about anything anymore. It'll be me making all the decisions for you. Think of it like that. If there is a situation where it would make more sense to let you take control, I can give that over to you. So, don't think it's just going to be me all the time. You'll get tagged in sometimes. I promise. Honestly, I'm also exhausted. You need to go to sleep because I can't sleep unless you do. And it should come soon enough, whether or not you want it. Like I said, I already made your body very sleepy. Sleep well.